Oh, and that's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. Ancient Chinese secret, right? We all remember Calgon back in 1970 when a Maytag was made in America. Calgon was made in America, and Mr. Lee was not. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the gift of your valuable time. Here I stand, feet firmly planted in front of God, passing out hopes and prayers that it's all going to work out, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's going to be fine. Brush Briars of Freedom, where we actually celebrate free thinkers, free-range children, and adults alike. I know I'm different, ladies and gentlemen, and I want to do something a little lighthearted once in a while, because now's not a good time to be lighthearted. 3 days from now, we're going to, I don't know what you say, mourn the passing of freedom in America, 9/11, 2001, whatever happened that day. I know. You all know what happened. I'm the one that doesn't. I get it. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand. I will not be propagandized. I'm not going to let the U.S. media, the corporate media, the deep state give me fake news. While everybody's running around screaming fake news, somebody believes buildings falls out of the sky. Of course, you know, after last show, you know I am the guy that promotes this. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. When the bad guy's in your house, the police are 5 to 6, 7, maybe 8, 10, where I live, minutes away. This precious gift from God is yours, ladies and gentlemen. Yours to protect, yours to train, yours to act like. It is a precious gift from God. It's not that difficult, ladies and gentlemen. You just need to know you are on your own. Been saying that for how long? Long time. Guys at Perfection Auto Works also understand you are on your own, except you've got them to back you up. Guys at Perfection Auto Works have been backing Tucson Radio up for a long time. We're going on 15, 16 years. They take care of being sponsors for lots and lots of shows that is live local organic radio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Mike and the crew and staff at Perfection Auto Works support local radio. That's a big deal, ladies and gentlemen. It is a big deal to guys like me, guys like Charles, guys like Jeff. Yesterday, John C. Scott premiered. Mike is actually involved in that. He is very involved in local Tucson radio. It's very important. I'm gonna go back into local Tucson radio in a minute. But anytime you guys need anything done, you need to check them out at perfectionautoworks.com. You can use the Google skill, Alphabet skill, right? Google owned by Alphabet. It's kind of a joke on you guys, right? Alphabet owns Google. It is a sick joke, right? Alphabet owns Google. Yeah, I know. When you go to get over there, get on the schedule, call Mike at 323-8650. Get a 26-point inspection. Get it checked out, top to bottom, side to side, and front to back. Tech tip this week is PT-109. We all remember that. If your car is sitting around, ladies and gentlemen, it's not the good old days when Lucy and Ricky would stop at the gas station and say, hey, fill it up with ethyl. No, ladies and gentlemen, gasoline is not the same as it was the old days. It sits in the tank, and if it sits in the tank more than about 3 months, it starts degrading. It loses octane. If it's a diesel, it loses cetane. I know, big engineering skills here in the Perfection Auto Works studio. It loses its ability to make power, and eventually what will happen is it's going to plug up the fuel filter. It's going to make the fuel pump work harder, which most of you, I'm going to say almost all of us have the pump is inside the tank. And if you've got my tank on the red truck out there, that tank weighs about, and if it's a good day, it's only got an eighth of a tank in it. If it's a bad day, it's full. It's got 32 gallons in it. Well, you pretty much got it all figured out. It's 460 pounds for the tank to get it down. You're pretty much going to wear lots of diesel, and then you're going to have to change that tank. It's a lot of money. Now, I've done that on my own. Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works don't want you to go through that. Don't let the car sit and let that gas sit in there for a long time. Mike says it's 109 days. Now, premium fuel will give you a little bit more life, quite a bit more expensive. So don't just run it dry, fill it up. If you got a full tank of gas, you can go by Stay Bill. You can stop by Ace Hardware, grab her on the way home. Little bottle about that big. Keep it in your gas tank, in your mower, in your pressure washer, and your generator if you keep gas in it, which I don't. But you can have guys at Fraction Auto Works check this whole mess out. And if you get into a bind and the tow truck has to come get you, take it there. They will flush the entire fuel system out and get it right back to brand new condition. That's what the guys do down there. Flushing all kinds of brakes, transmissions, power steering. It's a big deal when you want to keep a car as long as I've got mine. Mine's out there at about 218,000 miles. Mike and the guys at Perfection Auto Works are well acquainted with the red truck out there. The one that says Gulf. Ocean, Tango, Mike 1 Alpha. You guys all know the red truck. Anyway, if you need them, call them at 323-8650. All this can be done without making the break, and you can check them out at perfectionautoworks.com and at 1046 North Beverly, right south of Speedway, just to the west side of Craycroft. Also brought to you by my way better half. I'm talking way better half, ladies and gentlemen. You guys have all met her. You know, I was skiing over my tips. I was way out in front of my fire support when I met Danny at Biomed LLC. She is taking care of amniotechnology solutions for guys like me with, you know, crunched discs, messed up backs and stuff like that. Also taking care of plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws. Big deal. I'm telling you, you have a skiing accident. You're going 160 miles an hour downhill. And, I mean, your leg takes a crap. And it's basically in, I don't know, Danny has sent me some horrible x-rays of what's left of someone's leg. You go in there with the plates and screws. Excellent orthopedic surgeon puts all this together, by the way. And Humpty Dumpty gets put back together again. You can find her at biomedllc.org. Ingrid, just one second. Let me get through this. Also brought to you by my brothers in arms right down the thoroughfare at 3630 South Dodge, providing that moral and ethical solution to, God forbid, the gas does go bad in the car and it won't move anymore. Not a good idea, but those of us at 1030 KBY don't want that to happen. That's why we go into small tech tips, right? The basics, the basics, the basics. Everything we can do to keep the car running, we at 1030 KBY are on your side on that. Jimmy and Joe don't want to come get you if you have a basic maintenance item break the car down. They don't want to come get you in a collision or an accident. You know, there's horrible situations out there anyway. They stay extremely busy with a lot of different things. Commercial accounts and all kinds of things keep them extremely busy. They are on our side in not wanting to come get you off the side of the road because, God forbid, you ran it out of gas, you didn't check your spare, you didn't be a little bit of a prepper before you drove the car down the road. And we also want you to all look out the window. Mark Napier had some great advice the other day. If you're the front guy at a red light, when the light turns green, still look both ways. What an idea, right? Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. If you're the first guy out and somebody's coming through the, you know, your light's green, you've already had 2.5 seconds when the yellow, you know, everybody should be stopped. If you're sitting there playing with your cell phone, looking straight out the window, you see the green and you take off, I'm telling you, that guy coming from your right is probably speeding, trying to, you know, run the red light and take that one in the left-hand side. I'll tell you what, I saw a Dodge pickup with the right door in the middle of the seat. It was a Dodge 3500 pickup. It's a friend of mine right down the thoroughfare. Smashed it in the side and put the B-pillar in the center of the car, in the center of the pickup. And it was just a, like a, I don't know, some Chevy or something like that. Anyway, if you are in a bind, call them at 748-1100, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Also, my internet supplier of record at Brush Fires of Freedom, John at Web Highway Communications. You can find him. You can email him at john@webhighway.com. You can find him at 520-612-6125. And if you can't get high-speed internet where you live or work, give John at Web Highway, there's the English part of me coming out, at Web Highway a call. He specializes in getting internet to those in very hard-to-reach places where there's never, ever going to be or will be any internet. We talk about this. The last-mile solution in internet is the most expensive part of running the wire. John fixes that. There's never any contracts. It's all on a handshake. He is moral and ethical. He earns your business the good old-fashioned way. Internet done right, ladies and gentlemen. Shot through the air with the greatest of speed at 223,222 feet per second. Just railing. Comes into a dish at my house and, like Mikey TV said, from a million pieces into a little wire called the Cat 6 into my computer, and it is railing fast at my house. Call him at 520-612-6125. Ingrid, how are you today, young lady? I am sorry to make you wait, but I have to do my due diligence. You know how that is. Sure. How have you been?
Fine. And that's 186,000 miles per second for the speed of light.
Miles per second? Oh, my goodness, Ingrid. Did I say feet? I said feet per second. Sorry. Going back to my rifle school. Sorry.
Were we talking about the photons, okay.
Radio waves also. Radio waves, I think, are in the same...
I don't know about radio.
Ionosphere.
anyway, you were talking about pulling out with the green light, there's another good reason for looking both ways, and not just for your own butt, but for all the people behind you, because when you pull out, they automatically follow.
They're coming. They're sheep. I didn't say that. Sorry. Lemmings? Sorry, I didn't say that. Sheep? Sorry, I didn't say that. No, it used to be in the old days, you're right. The leader would run. Now, the car behind would go with the leader. But the problem is nowadays, the car behind you is probably doing this right here, which is me with my left hand holding this HEED, handheld electronic entertainment device in my face, going, oh, what about what just happened on Twitter? Sorry.
Yeah.
No, you're absolutely correct, Ingrid. That is one of the best things I've heard in a long time. Great piece of automotive driving advice.
But the real purpose of my call initially was to ask about the gasoline issue. That gasoline gets old and loses its value. Now, so what you want to do is use it up and then fill up with some fresh stuff.
And then keep it somewhat fresh.
But if you get down to the bottom, don't you start stirring up all the junk that's down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ingrid knocks one out of the park here. Absolutely winner chicken dinner. That is one of the worst things you can do is get down. And I get it sometimes, and I've done it. I admitted it on the air. I ran that one of mine out of gas. When you get down to the bottom, if you've got a car more than probably 10 years old, I don't care how good you think they build the gas tank. The gasoline eats the coating off the inside, and then you get flaking of the coating that's inside the gas tank, if they've done it right. If it's stainless steel, obviously there's not any coating. Very few people have stainless steel gas tanks unless it says BMW, Maserati, or Mercedes. But that coating and rust little particles are unfortunately swimming in the, I hate to say it, they're swimming in the bottom. And yeah, the closer you get to the bottom, that little sock and the little fuel pump thing gets coated with this garbage. And again, the fuel pump starts running harder. And the harder the fuel pump runs, the less time it's going to last. That's a simple fact. It's a motor.
Exactly.
And you're costing yourself money. You're costing yourself monetary value. Sorry about that.
There's a domino effect. Now, why can't they build, ideally, a certain kind of metal. But if that's not convenient for expense or whatever, why can't they put some kind of make a hole in it and have a cap, like a screw-on cap, but a really firm thing,
yes,
so that you can drain the tank.
In the big truck.
And clean up.
Yes. In the big truck world, Ingrid, if you see the big truck going down the road and you see the great big silver tank on the side that holds 100-plus gallons, every single one of them has a little reservoir down in the bottom, and it does have exactly what you say. It's a 3/8 pipe plug, and you unscrew the pipe plug, and you can empty the entire tank out. Because that, like I said, my old Mac, it held 107 gallons. If you had a problem and you had a little crack in the tank you needed to fix, by God, that's 800 pounds, and you need to drain the tank. Now, the diesel is really cool in the big trucks now because they go through so much fuel. They have a little pocket down in the bottom where all that garbage sits down there. And all you got to do is, like, once a year, you would take that pipe plug out when you got it down running low, let all that stuff fall into a bucket, and then we pour it through a filter and pour it back in, or use it as a diesel fuel heater or something like that.
That's wonderful. Now, and I'll bet BMWs don't have that.
It probably doesn't make sense. Michael text me on that. Some things it seems so simple because that little tiny thing looks exactly like an oil drain plug. And basically what you could do, you would drain your entire tank. And then if it were horrible, most people know the smell of good gasoline and the smell of what's called rancid or lost its power gasoline. You can smell it. I mean, those of you that have been around it, gasoline smells like gasoline, and you put it in your gas can, your metal gas can outside, let it sit for 2.5 years, and you pour a little on the ground, it'll still ignite. You can still use it as weed burning or fire burning or weed killer. Oh, sorry, not according to the EPA or the Arizona Department. That I take all that back. I've never done any of that. But what it won't do is in a high compression vehicle, it's not going to run your old 68 Chevelle that's running 12.5-to-1 domed pistons. It's just not going to fire. You're asking too much of it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, so we need to have the little drains, and then we need to have a little solar panel with photovoltaic cells on the top to get the solar energy to help run the car. How's that? Well,
like
thank you for all your wonderful advice.
It's been fabulous. Thank you for listening, Ingrid, and I'm going to get out in just one second. As you guys know, Brush Fires of Freedom is a place where we do respect our women. I respect mine more than I can say with words, ladies and gentlemen. I love that girl, Danny. She's the girl that keeps me grounded in reality. She's my level, my ground rod, and my root cord if I had my guitar in here, and I know I owe you guys that. I'll always say it, ladies and gentlemen, without a good woman, a man like me might not be that good of a guy. And most of you out there, I'm not telling anybody what to do. It would be a good idea to admit it. What it would be a good idea, everybody remembers this video from back in 19-something or other, long time ago. You can do your own little dance. You can get up in front of your girl and you can sing it. John, get us out. It's for you, Danny. I love you and all the women in Brush Fires of Freedom audience. Thanks for coming back. Oh, boy. A little dedication to Eddie, who's diagnosed with Stage 4 cancer. He's not going to be around us much longer. And I remember when I was a kid, Eddie Money, what a guy. He had that feel, ladies and gentlemen. He had that feel for the three chords and then the fourth and the fifth. Three would be 1, 4, and 5, and then the 6 and the 9th he'd play. The guy just nailed it. Eddie, you know, God bless you. Hope you get better, buddy. Thanks to everybody that does music. As you guys know, I'm into it. I'm going to do a little financial report, ladies and gentlemen, because I want to go back in the good old days. I remember I would be going across the middle of Nowhereville, USA. You guys know I've been all across this great land, all across the quote-unquote wheat fields. I've been across the cornfields. I've seen the feeder lots, whatnot. And I remember, I don't know how long ago this was. Remember we'd turn on the radio and we'd get some sort of information and it wasn't fake news? It went like this. Today, 8 September, year of our Lord, 2019, nuclear clock says 127. And let's have the financial report, ladies and gentlemen. Butter, cash settled price, 236 cents a pound. That'd be $2.36 per pound. Cash price settled Friday. All these are settled Friday afternoon. Cash, pork bellies, $1.16 a pound. Cash, settled price. Feeder cattle, which are under 550, $1.34.37 a pound on the hoof. Lean hogs, ladies and gentlemen, on the hoof, 65 cents and a half per pound. Live cattle, which are ready to go, which would be over 1,100, 97.4 cents a pound. Walking, of course, we got to talk about this. Gold is on, gold's on a tear. All these are down, but gold's on a tear at 1,508.5 per troy ounce. It's a little different than the ounce at the store. I know we have to have a lesson on that someday. Silver, ladies and gentlemen, $18.26. Platinum, $955.90 an ounce. These are troy ounces. Palladium, $1,553.5 an ounce. Big, big climber there, ladies and gentlemen. Big winner if you're invested in palladium. If you're invested in crude, you're having a bad day. $56.70 an ounce. S&P 500 at $28.93 Friday. Dow at 26,797, Bitcoin at 10,420, NASDAQ at 8103. And ladies and gentlemen, why does any of it matter? That is not fake news. That's real news. Here's what matters, ladies and gentlemen. U.S. national debt, $22.546 trillion. State and local debt stands at $3.11 trillion. Mortgage debt in the United States of America, $15.677 trillion. Student loan debt at $1.614 trillion. Personal credit card debt is climbing like crazy at $1.071 trillion. And the credit derivative market, ladies and gentlemen, and I will cut this one short, stands at $545.7 trillion. If anybody's ever studied the credit derivative market, it's basically just called the derivatives market. It's this giant snowball that crashed us last time. It was Lehman over here, Bear Stearns over here, and they all had basically sat in a room with a bunch of made-up stuff that looks like paper, but it was pretending to be money, and they were basically reinsuring each other at that time during the crash. It was 06, 07, the crash, yeah, where the U.S. government printed up or stole $1 trillion from each and every one of you, bailed out every single one of these thieving fools, banksters. At the time, the credit derivative market at the time stood at $63 trillion. That's when the crash happened. Because nobody can reinsure $63 trillion. It can't happen. We're up to $545 trillion in credit derivatives, which is just bankers just playing hard and fast with made-up money. Out of the world, I'm going to finish up with this, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get out. Thank you to the audience for sending me some of this stuff, because it's some things I haven't seen in a long time. John will get us out in just one second. Out of Matthew 12, verse 25, man's name was Jesus. He said, knowing their thoughts, he said to them, every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We'll be right back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds on Brush Fires of Freedom. Live in Beck's Not a Work Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Well, that guy can put some music together. Bob Seger been doing this for, 40 years? I think I was 6 when he started singing. That is music, ladies and gentlemen. Although they had to steal it with Chevrolet, and I'm sure they pay for every bit of it. That's okay. That is a great rendition of an all-American song by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I need to explain something. It's actually what he talked about 20 years now. It's actually 18 years, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to explain something goes all the way back to, it's Plato. It's actually out of a book called The Republic. I got both of them. It's Plato, The Republic, and Aristotle. Aristotle and Plato were kind of opposites on this. This is called the noble lie. It's a political concept that was actually originated by Plato in the Republic. Put simply, it is the idea that if the cultivation of nobility of the soul is the purpose of the state, then it is in fact laudable to lie to the people too dumb to understand the necessity of virtue. Put even more simply, it means that false propaganda for the sake of public welfare is totally acceptable. It is the immaculate... sorry, Mom. It is the immaculate... Come on, Sean, spit it out. It is the immaculately conceived son of pious fraud and the big lie's older uncle. In politics, a noble lie is a myth or an untruth, often but not invariably, of a religious nature knowingly propagated by an elite to maintain social harmony or advance an agenda. The noble lie is a concept bigger than life itself. Goes back Plato. We're going to say, 2,200 years. Mark, how are you today, young man? I'm trying to get there. My physics teacher that knows probably... buildings don't fall out of the sky for no reason.
Yeah, neither do planes. And there's always a reason for a plane to fall out of the sky. And but just to give you a little bit of what I'm looking at, I'm at Camp Pendleton at San Onofre Beach with my Marine sniper son here.
We're Noah.
His car.
Hold on, Noah. Ladies and gentlemen. Everybody out there, if you do this with me, put your hands together for Noah. Did he graduate?
Well, he's in it. So he's going to be leaving this next week on another big training thing that he has to go through periodically.
Okay.
And, he's not really leaving anywhere, but he's going to be here. So anyway, he's going to be tied up. So this is a good weekend for me to get out here and see him.
Excellent.
And so anyway, looking at the surf here and listening to your show, and I'll tell you what, that Charles show that I listen to, I don't know if he's listening, that was some fantastic drama that he did.
I was stuck to the truck, Mark. No swearing, ladies and gentlemen. I was listening on the way in, and when I got here, I literally sat there, I turned the thing on accessory, and I was stuck to the truck listening to that call. And I am a huge believer. You are on your own, and think how many minutes it takes before anybody came. This guy was truly on his own. Thank God he came out of it. Great show, Charles, if you're listening. That was That's theater of the mind, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
That's theater. That's like the first time I heard Orson Welles, Planet, War of the Worlds. I was like stuck to the radio then, too. Anybody remembers that?
Yeah.
You know, way back in
the day. Also, that's a great justification for clips.
Magazine.
More than 10.
Magazines, I mean, magazines.
Right, magazines.
No, and, Noah's, if Noah's there, he's like, Pop! No, they're magazines.
Yeah. Right. And anyway, I'm thinking of, you know, 30 round magazines.
Call me anytime. I know a guy. I'm not the guy, by the way. I know a guy.
Oh, yeah, okay. Anyway, and also the 100 round drums.
I know a guy. Sorry. I'm like, okay. I know a guy. I used to train with some 50 round magazines and M1As with some other dudes, and they're $300 a piece for the really good ones, and the reliability in the first 6 rounds, if you put 46 in, I would never put 50 in a 50 round drum, but the reliability was not exactly 100%. And especially with me and shooting M1As, I am one of these guys. I am freaky about, I'm like OCD on certain things. And that is stuff I'm OCD on. I bought the 60 round mags from Magpul. I never got one to run correctly. Your son may have different, his mileage may vary. I don't know that Marine Corps are using, they're all using just P mags. They're just flat out P mags now.
Well, he can comment on that. What do you say?
I mean, we just use P mags, and if we want, we can use extended ones. They're not really authorized, but we're just on a range. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, okay. 30 round P mags, right? And I guess P mag just went to 40s too, didn't they, Noah? Or am I like living in the past?
I don't know. We still use 30.
Oh, okay. 30's plenty. Do you guys? Can I ask you a question, Noah? Do you actually load yours to 30 rounds, or do you do 29 on carry?
Well. We usually just do it 30 because for a range, but I guess if I was going out on a patrol, then I would, I might not fill them up all the way to 30 because they might jam.
That first round's a rough one, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah. With that much, and it's spring pressure, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a spring. It's always a spring. It can't be, it's not linear. When it gets all the way smashed down, when you pull the bolt back, that top round has got a boatload of pressure on it, makes it hard on the operator. And sometimes that first round, I'm a 28 guy myself. No, I just go 28. I just want to save my mags and easy on the bolt, easy on the gun. If I had guns, right? No, sorry.
Yeah, that 28 is what you're supposed to do.
Oh, well, listen to this from the United States Marine Corps, sir. Is it corporal?
Yes.
From those of us in the audience at Brush Fires of Freedom, John Couch, Charles Heller, Maurice, thank you. And it was a pleasure to meet you, young man, and thank you for what you do.
My pleasure.
As you know, when you come back, anytime you need anything, your dad's got my number. You can always call on me, and we've got friends out here if you need help. We're always going to be here for you, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
And if you saw how fast Noah can drop the magazine and slap in another one, you know, 28 rounds in a 30-round magazine, and 5 magazines on your vest.
Yeah.
That's plenty.
Oh, that's a lot of rounds downrange, especially knowing the kind of training he's been through. They are not called spray and pray when they engage targets at the United States Marine Corps in Camp Pendleton. I'm sorry about that. All of a sudden, I was thinking you were in Lejeune out there in 125% humidity and 99 degrees watching a hurricane go by. I'm sorry. You're in San Diego. You're living the dream right now. No hurricane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. How did you like Lejeune? Lejeune was horrible. Super humid, super hot. Not fun.
A friend of mine said that's where they train people to go down and actually work in Hades. You go to Camp Lejeune. Sorry, Noah.
Yeah.
All right, let me catch Charles is on the phone, Mark. Hey, you guys, be safe out there. Tell all your friends, Noah, that we're on your side. Trust me. We are on your side. Me and Danny and everybody at KBOI, all the listeners here, man, we are on your side. We are, and we're grateful. Man, you know me. I am into it.
Yeah, that's good, because sometimes it doesn't seem like a lot of Americans are on our side.
I can make you a solemn promise on this, my friend. listeners of this show, we are on your side. I can't speak for other people. I am anti-war beyond anything that you'll ever know. I don't want you in a place where you have to be on a patrol. I don't want you in a place where you have to run an M240 or 249. I don't want that I don't want that to happen. I want you to just be in the Marines for as long as you want and never have to go to some third world imperialistic piss hole. I don't want that. I just want you to have a good career, do good, teach other people what you know when you get ready, and advance your way all the way to the top, and then come in and talk about it with us.
Yeah, well, we're here and ready in case anything does happen. So.
I agree. Tip of the spear, I call you guys. Tip of the spear. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate your time, guys. Let me catch Charles
thank
real quick.
You too.
Hey, thank you, Mark. I do. Hey, great call, man. Great call. Thank you so much, and thanks for grazing such a wonderful boy, man. I'm in tears in here. Sorry. I appreciate it, man. Good parents. I always say good parents, Mark, and you are one. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. God bless you guys. Charles, how are you today, young man?
Good. I was listening, and thank you for the acknowledgement.
This is going.
I thought that would make compelling radio, and it did. I wanted to say that thank you for doing what you do. You know how to hold an audience, and I really appreciate it. Also, I have I understand you have some tickets to give away, four seats to a baseball game next week in Phoenix, and please, audience, somebody take advantage of Sean's generosity and take up those four tickets.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. On that note, I was holding him by my hand when I don't know if you met Noah. You will. He'll come. I think I'm going to have him in studio when he gets a break and gets mm-hmm. to come back. I like to talk about what they go through in Scout Sniper because it is, I mean, Scout Sniper Recon are the two hardest things for any young man to get through. They wash them out like at 90%, especially nowadays. You got to be tougher than nails. Diamondbacks versus, I assume this is the Cincinnati Reds. I'm assuming they're still there. Saturday, September 14th, year of our Lord 2019 at Chase Field, which is in Phoenix. Good seats, it looks like, baseline view. I've got four tickets. If it's something you can use, it's on Saturday. It's saying game time. It says 5:10 p.m., which is afternoon. So pretty decent time. Probably going to get out at 8:30, get you home in pretty decent, although it's Chase Field. A lot of people going to be there, especially for the Reds in Arizona. It's going to be a big crowd. If you can use them, call John at 790-2040. If you can use two, if you can use four, I will put them in an envelope and they will be at the front counter, and you can pick them up anytime between me and between now and Saturday. Now and Friday. Sorry about that. During business hours, come by the studio. We'll tell you how to get here, and they are gratis, thanks to Charles. I, if we can do something. I know it's a long ride, and I know it's hot, but ladies and gentlemen, some people are really into baseball, and that's a good idea. Take kids. Somebody take the Boy Scouts up there, for goodness sakes. Watch a little baseball, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Charles, did I get you? Oh, he's washed. Okay. All right. You know what? I have really turned this show into one of those train wrecks I do every once in a while, but I'll touch on this thing just a little bit. John, get us out just one second. Who's coming after me? Live in the Faction Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit to me. Live local organic radio from the Radio Tucson home. Radio crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Think about this Wednesday. I kind of ran off the rails here, but think about this Wednesday, the 18th anniversary at 5:20 p.m. beknownst to almost every single newscaster in America, they reported it before it happened. Building 7, it's the one that they don't talk about. It's not in the 9/11 Commission report. They didn't even mention Building 7. Building 7, it's called WTC-7, a steel and concrete frame building, I don't know, 50-plus stories, magically, from a kitchen fire, just falls out of the sky. It doesn't look exactly like it was set up and planned. Not. It's like me holding a Bic lighter over here, and the glass 10 feet away just shattering. Oh, well, it was a kitchen fire. Basically what it was, ladies and gentlemen, it was the first time in written recorded mankind history that a steel and concrete building fell to the ground at the speed of gravity, which means if you've ever hung steel, pick me. If you've ever hung steel and you see these giant columns go up that actually support more weight than the building's basically built on what's called 5-to-1. It's kind of like everything in the crane business that we use to pick things up. We're all built of 5-to-1 specs. In other words, if the thing says it's good for 40 tons, it's actually going to break at 200. These buildings were built at 5-to-1 ratios. And all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, there were 8.1 million connections inside this steel frame building that all failed at the exact same ratio time in a thing that would be called 10 to the 35th. The probability of 1-inch grade 8 bolts, each connection had 16 bolts. Each column to cross beam connection had 16 1-inch bolts. Shear strength on a 1-inch bolt on a flat plate connection is upwards of 370,000 pounds. There were 16 in each one of them. There were like 85 columns that at one time lost every single ability to hold its beams. Column, upright, beam, crossways. The building fell out of the sky. BBC reporters actually reported it almost 8 minutes in advance. They said, oh, we've got a report of another building fell down in New York. World Trade Center number 7 has collapsed. As the reporter's sitting there and the building's right behind her. Well, how did they get that fake news, I wonder? I wonder who was actually running the narrative, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is one of those days. It makes me so friggin' mad. I look at people and some people don't even know that 3 buildings fell down. What is Building 7? What's where all the records were of the $2.1 trillion back then that the Pentagon had lost? That's where all the building, all the stuff was where they're doing all the investigations. The building just magically falls out of the sky because of a kitchen fire. What else happened? What else happened that day? What other noble lie did they pull off on the American sheeple that day? What did they actually tell people? That a 757 actually flew into the Pentagon. Of course, every single piece of video in the highest in the highest order place in the world, with every camera in every place in the world, every single piece of film got gone that day. And all of a sudden, they're telling people that this giant Boeing 757 actually landed in the Pentagon. There's no wing prints. There's no turbines. There's not this giant hole. They call it the magic astroturf, the most magical grass in the history of all mankind. None of it burned. Well, they also gave us one of these. This is one of my favorite stories. This is like a bedtime story. If I had like a 4-year-old and I couldn't, you know, oh, I don't want to go to bed. Here's one for you. A giant jumbo jet flies into a building filled up with kerosene. Oh, no, it's jet fuel, Sean. Oh, okay. Kerosene. It flies into a building at over 500 miles an hour. Yet another feat. Can't find the black box. Cannot find the black box. Flies into a building at over 500 miles an hour, and somehow a passport of a Saudi Arabian citizen is found on the sidewalk. And they told us it came out of the airplane. Anybody have any problem with any of these stories? Does anybody wake up one day and go, hey, wait a minute. There's a giant pile of trash out in the middle of Pennsylvania. The coroner comes up and goes, hey, wait a minute. This is the first time ever in the history of all written, recorded plane crashes. There's no bodies. There's nothing for me to do here. Well, wait a minute, Sean. No, you don't understand. They crashed it. Yeah, well, where are the bodies? First time ever. It's not like the bodies can just, you know, be mysteriously, I don't know, transported back up to the Star Trek Enterprise. There's no intelligent life down here. They have pulled off, I don't know which one's worse. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and go, what did they do in Vegas? Vegas was nothing compared to this. This is the biggest scam ever pulled in American history. And people like me are called nuts. That you can, I don't know, how many buildings have sat there and burned. They did one in Dubai burned for, I don't know, 64 hours. No problem whatsoever. Steel and concrete do not degrade under fire conditions. Fires of paper, office products, furniture, Ladies and gentlemen, I can give you all the acetylene you want. You come over to the house, I'll give you my $400 torch. You can wear my funny helmet and all that stuff. Tell you what you ain't going to do with steel. Until you turn the oxygen on, you are not going to melt it. You can't even get it red. You got to have an oxidizer, ladies and gentlemen. No acetylene, no diesel, no gasoline. Nothing will touch steel. You're still in the Bronze Age. Even if you watch the old guys, were old blacksmiths. They had a bellows. You know what that was? An oxidizer. That was how you could actually finally get that steel to get just a little bit red so you could beat it into a shape and put it on a knight. We have been, like I said, what, a 400-page report from the 9/11 Commission? And they don't even mention Building 7. They didn't say a single word about the mysterious thing that falls down at the... It fell down in 2.5 seconds. In other words, if you'd have stood right on the top, God bless you, if you'd have stood on the top and dropped a bowling ball, it went at the exact same speed as a bowling ball. In other words, there was no support left whatsoever. None. Immediately, that building, before anybody from NIST could get in there, before anybody from the architects and engineers could get in there, before anybody could do any independent examination, they hauled that crap off and sold it, sent it to China, probably. But finally, ladies and gentlemen, you can read this on thefreethoughtproject.com, where people like me hang out. There's a tiny little fire district in New York. They lost one guy there. It's called the Franklin Square and Munson Fire District. It's a volunteer fire department serving a tiny little place with 30,000 residents. They lost one man in that mess, and they're pissed. They have a resolution calling for a new investigation into 9/11, 2001. The commissioner, Christopher Gioia, sent it in. And it was immediately and unanimously approved by all five commissioners of this little Franklin Square and Munson Fire District. Okay, these guys were on the ground, ladies and gentlemen. And you can read and you can watch videos and you can hear the firefighters saying, we heard it. We heard the explosions. We heard the explosions. We heard the explosions. Wham, 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 wham. And here comes Building 7 falling down. Less than 2 days later, ladies and gentlemen, that investigation was absolutely quashed. Done. And it wasn't very long, ladies and gentlemen, until they foisted this Patriot Act on us and you could no longer get on an airplane without somebody putting their hands on you, treating you like a criminal in complete disregard of the Fifth Amendment's rights to due process. You're a criminal now before you get on the airplane. That is an absolute violation of due process. This is what happens when people pull off false flags. What's the other big one? Gulf of Tonkin. What's the other one? Sandy Hook. What's the other one? Las Vegas. Good God, how many are we going to go through, ladies and gentlemen, till we figure it out? Maybe they already did put the New World Order in it, and we were all just sleeping that day. Maybe Orwell was right. Those who control history control the future. I don't believe ignorance is freedom. I don't believe war is peace. I believe in you, the audience of Brush Fires of Freedom. I believe in free-thinking people actually coming out of their shells, making their own decision, and looking at the information. It's happened over and over and over and over again. I don't like it, ladies and gentlemen. Go out there, don't hit, don't steal. Practice the golden rule. It seems like an easy job if you're doing it right. See you next week at 1 o'clock. Maureen, she's going to be in here in 5 minutes and 25 seconds. Thank you all. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and it gets easier every day. See you next week at 1 o'clock on Brush Fires of Freedom. Thanks.